The U.S. doesn't want to present evidence because it wants to be able to do it, to act without evidence. That's a crucial part of the reaction. You'll notice that the U.S. did not ask for Security Council authorization, which they probably could have gotten this time, not for pretty reasons, but because the other permanent members of the Security Council are also terrorist states. They are happy to join a coalition against what they call terror, namely in support of their own terror. Like Russia wasn't going to veto it, they love it. You know? So the U.S. probably could have gotten Security Council authorization, but it didn't want it. And it didn't want it because it follows a long-standing principle, which is not George Bush. It was explicit in the Clinton administration, articulated, and goes back much further. And that is that we have the right to act unilaterally. We don't want international authorization because we act unilaterally. And therefore, we don't want it. We don't care about evidence. We don't care about negotiation. We don't care about treaties. We're the strongest guy around, you know, toughest thug on the block. We do what we want. Authorization is a bad thing, and therefore must be avoided. There's even a name for it in the technical literature. It's called establishing credibility. You have to establish credibility. That's an important factor in many policies. It was the official reason given for the war in the Balkans, and the most plausible reason. You want to know what credibility means? Ask your favorite mafia don. I'll explain to you what credibility means. And it's the same in international affairs, except, you know, it's talked about in universities, you do it with big words and that sort of thing. But it's basically the same principle, and it makes sense, and it usually works. The main historian who's written about this for the last several hundred years is Charles Tilly, his book called Coercion and Violence, and he points out that violence has been the leading principle of Europe for hundreds of years, and the reason is because it works. You know, it's very reasonable. It almost always works when you have an overwhelming predominance of violence and a culture of violence behind it. So therefore, it makes sense to follow it. Well, those are all problems in pursuing lawful paths. And if you did try to follow them, you'd really open some very dangerous doors. Like the U.S. is demanding that the Taliban hand over Osama bin Laden. And they're responding in a way which is regarded as totally absurd and outlandish in the West. Namely, they're saying, okay, but first give us some evidence. In the West, that's considered ludicrous. It's a sign of their criminality. You know, how can they ask for evidence? I mean, if somebody asked us to hand someone over, we'd do it tomorrow. We wouldn't ask for any evidence.